Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
I am not spiritual or magical enough to call myself a manifestation coach. Ooh, girl, your imposter slip is showing. Y'all ready for this conversation? So I say imposter slip. You guys have probably heard of the saying imposter syndrome. Pretty much this is anytime you feel inadequate, you feel unqualified, you feel undeserving, you feel unworthy of elevation, of getting to that next level, of accepting an accomplishment, of actually putting yourself out there, right? This is where you're talking yourself out of stepping into your power and into your greatness. So, number one, I want you to know that you are not alone. So, I'm going to open up and share a recent experience that I had. Also give you some tips on what I did to coach myself through this. And hopefully you can take this and apply it into your life as well if you are struggling with imposter syndrome. Number two is I want you to know that every little single thing that you are either thinking or feeling is perfectly normal. And number three, I'm going to give you some helpful tips so you can kind of help yourself out through this as well. But of course, if you ever need any help, I am here. All right. So number one, like I said, you're not alone. Everybody goes through it. So don't think that something is wrong with you, right? Like a lot of the times where I was either struggling with something, I used to beat myself up. And I did that because I thought that I was alone. So I used to tell myself something was wrong with me. So I just want you to know, I cannot stress and emphasize this enough. You are definitely not alone. Number two, it's normal. So you've heard the saying that we are creatures of habit. And that's because it's true. About 95% of what you do is because you've already done it before. So your mind is actually operating off of your past experiences, beliefs, patterns, habits, behaviors, emotions, and even fear, y'all. So this is why when you look at your day to day, it's pretty consistent. Like you might not think that you have a routine. Like you'd be like, well, I don't have no schedule. Like she got, like she get up at 5 o'clock. She do this, she do that. Like she got it all on a calendar. What she do? Like you might not have it like detailed and actually written out. But if you look at your day to day, you do pretty much the same single thing every day. You're pretty consistent, right? And this is because we're going strictly off of what you've always done. And so what happens is when you're going towards that next level, that level of elevation, where you're getting to that point that you truly want to be at, it is something that your mind has not experienced before. So your mind is like, wait a minute, hold on, right? Because your mind is trying to protect you. It wants to protect you from the unknown. So if it cannot predict the outcome, there's going to be this nasty little negative Nancy that pop up and she's trying to talk you out of it. But remember, she is going off of your past experiences. And so a lot of times she's going to be going off of your fear. Yes. Imposter syndrome is usually linked to fear, y'all. So if you have a fear of failure, if you have a fear of success, if you have a fear of rejection, if you have a fear of risk, if you have a fear of change, right? Whatever your fear is, your mind is over here like, well, I need to protect her from that. And so sometimes, right, you're going to be like, oh my God, like you're talking yourself out of it. Like you actually want it, but you're talking yourself out of it. And if you're wondering like, why in the hell am I talking myself out of what I actually want? It's because there's this underlying fear and or belief that is stopping you from obtaining it. So what ends up happening is you end up developing these sabotaging behaviors, right? You may not even know that you're aware of what you're doing. So I'll give you two examples of something that you might be doing right now that is actually stopping you from obtaining what it is that you truly want. Number one, hiding through either perfectionism, right? Oh, I just need things to be perfect, perfect timing, perfect this, perfect that. When the website's perfect, girl, shut up. Ain't nothing gonna be perfect. Or procrastination. I'm gonna do it now. And you never freaking do it. Y'all, you are hiding, okay? And it's because there is this level of fear and it is perfectly normal, y'all. So I want to help you get through this. So like I said, number three, yes, there is a way for you to overcome and rebuild and reprogram your mind so that you can start taking aligned action to help you manifest your goals. So let's just get to the most simple and basic definition of manifestation. Let's just get that out the damn way, y'all. Because it's not magic. People are like, oh, it's magic. No, the magic is inside of you. And I'm here to help you see that. So number one, to manifest, you have to get clear on what it is that you truly want. Number two, belief. Believe that it's possible. Believe that it's possible for you. And believe that it's already yours. And number three, you will find yourself taking aligned or inspired action. So without those three, you're always going to struggle with either accomplishing or manifesting a goal. Seriously, right? That's all it is. So a lot of times people struggle with manifesting because of number two, the belief, right? And so a lot of our beliefs have been ingrained in us since about by the time we were seven, most of our beliefs have already been ingrained in us. And so, like I said, I wanted you to know that you're not alone. So I'm sharing and opening up about my recent struggle with imposter syndrome. And so one of the things that I found myself doing was I was getting in my own way, y'all. I was blocking my blessings, y'all. I ain't no better way to say it. I was blocking my own blessings. I told myself, right, this belief. I told myself that I was not spiritual or magical enough to call myself a manifestation coach. I told myself that I had not manifested certain material things such as a car or a house, and therefore I did not qualify to call myself a manifestation coach. So I started to become miserable because y'all can see I'm very, very passionate, right? Like, I think there's no question about me being passionate. And I felt that I was actually being trapped into a glass box. I was unhappy because I was not following my heart. I was not putting myself out there. And so I started to sit and I thought about it. Why not? So if you ever find yourself like where you know that there's something that you want to do and you're not doing it, first thing, right, is becoming aware. But then I also want you to think about, why are you not, right? When it came time for you to do something, what did you say to yourself? What belief got in the way of you actually putting yourself out there, right? And what behavior did you do, right? Like, I talked about perfectionism. I talked about procrastination. Of course, there's different behaviors that you can do. But what behavior did you find yourself doing? So for me, right, I know, and I opened up and I told you guys, I am terrified of failure. Okay. And remember how I talked about most of your beliefs are ingrained in you by the time you're 7 years old? As a child growing up, I was always praised and recognized and maybe even put on a pedestal for my intelligence, for my academic excellence. Like, it's crazy to say that, but I just had to say that because I think that line is such bullshit. But I was actually praised for being smart. Let me just put it out there like that. Like, I was always straight A's with maybe a B or two, but I always had a high GPA. And I would always hear, oh, go to school, get good grades. You can accomplish every single thing that you want. You're going to be a success. You can do this. You can be a doctor, a learner, attorney. I was about to say, I put attorney and lawyer together if y'all wondering what the hell I was trying to say. I was putting it together. But I always had this association with success, but then I also associated that success with this positive emotion, being praised, being accepted, being loved. So in some sense, it actually formed my self-worth. So when it came to failure, right, the exact opposite would happen. So I figured if I failed in one thing, I would always be a failure. I would always be an embarrassment. I would always be ashamed. I would always be dumb. I would, like, this is what I was telling myself. So I actually feared failure. So one thing that I do cover in my coaching program, right, whether it's my self-paced confidence and mindset coaching program or my personal one-on-one, is actually reframing how to look at failure. But at that time, right, this is, as a child growing up, I definitely could tell you that I was crippled by failure. I could tell you as an adult, I was definitely crippled by failure, and I did not recognize it until later on in life. And of course, as you get to new levels in your life, right, guess what? As soon as you try to break into a new pattern, you might find yourself coming up with that fixed mindset thinking where you're talking yourself out of it because it's using an underlying fear. So I had to talk myself out of talking myself out of. I had to disqualify the disqualification. So what I did, right, and this is because I knew that I feared failure, is I created a standard and a definition of manifestation coaches, but I created it based on something I knew that I did not possess. So I said that all manifestation coaches, this became my belief. Now, look, I'm telling you right now, don't sit up here and be like, oh, this is what she said has to happen. I'm telling you, I'm lying to myself. Okay. Understand it. Take this with a grain of thought or a grain of salt. I told myself that all manifestation coaches had to use external aids such as tarot, astrology, learning more about chakras and focusing on that, talking about crystals. I told myself that. And the reason why is because I said, guess what? I don't possess any of that skill, knowledge, or talent. So therefore, I do not qualify to put myself out there. So because I don't qualify, I'm not. And because I'm not, guess what? I just avoided failure. See how that worked? So what happened, right, is I was looking for the disqualification. So you guys know how I talked about your RAS, your reticular activating system, and self-fulfilling prophecy. So my RAS actually picked up on the cue and the belief that I did not qualify. And it based my qualifications on this standard of manifestation coaches. So I unintentionally gave my RAS the command to look for manifestation coaches who used everything that I did not use. So that way I justified it. Like, look, see, she's using it. She's using it. She's using it. She's using it. You don't qualify. Sit your ass down. Like, these are all the things that I was actually doing. This is the mind game that I was actually playing, y'all. Okay. So then I told myself about having these materialistic possessions, right? One thing that I was like, I usually see, or at least I thought that I did, is that they had gone out and manifested a car or a house. And so I'd be like, look at that. Ooh, she just manifested a new house. Ooh, she just manifested a new car. And so I would actually say, you did not recently, right? Like, I would actually be looking at my situation. And so once I became aware of what I was saying to myself, aware of those thoughts, I started to look at my pattern and my behavior and what had unintentionally became a habit. And that habit, you guys, comparison. So I have a whole blog post about comparison, right? But I started to compare myself with what they had and what I did not have. And because I could easily find somebody else who did not, or who had what I did not, or you know, whatever, right? I would justify it that way. I was actually looking for proof unintentionally. I was looking for proof to justify why I did not qualify, why I should not put myself out there, and ultimately how I could avoid failure. Because in my mind, right, failure is the worst thing that you could do, right? Failure. I talked about how you'd be ashamed and embarrassed and all of that other stuff. So I would tell myself, I created expectations of a manifestation coach, but I also created expectations of what I thought y'all expected from me. Like, at no point in my life did y'all ever come to me and be like, oh, Natalie, you don't use tarot. You ain't no manifestation coach. Nobody ever came to me and said no stuff like that. But this is what I would say. So I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to fail them. And if I fail them, I'm going to fail myself, and I'm just going to be a failure, and I am going to be stuck in this constant cycle of failure. I'm just telling y'all what was going on in my mind, right? Like, I talked about it in my coaching program. Some of the stuff that you do, y'all, when you look at it, it kind of don't make sense, but it makes sense in that moment. And of course, if you believe it in that moment, you're going to end up taking aligned action that's going to get you that result. So in many ways, most of what you have in your life is a manifestation of your actual belief, right? It's the action that you've taken. So if you talk yourself out of something, right, whatever that negative result was the manifestation of that belief. So let's talk about how I was able to overcome this, right? So old folks used to say it's more than one way to skin a cat. Now, let me be honest with you. I've never seen a skin cat. I don't think it's pretty. I don't even know where that came from. So I realized, but there is more than one way to get to your destination. Like, you can walk if you want to be like Forrest Gump and just track the world. You could drive. You can bicycle it. You could. Catch a plane, whatever, right? When you're traveling in air, you can travel on land, you can travel on water, right? There's different ways to get to the destination. So though I do not use tarot, though I do not use astrology, right? I do know how to purposely manifest, right? And manifestation, remember again, it's just turning that thought, that goal, that dream into your reality. So no, I don't use that. But girl, know how to freaking manifest, right? When I set out on this journey, going into the next point, I did not manifest a car. I did not manifest a house either because I didn't want to. So I have a car that I purchased brand new about 6 years ago. It has 19,000 miles on it. Y'all, I barely drive the doggone car. So for that reason, I did not have a need, want, or desire for a brand new car. For what? Just to sit up in the garage and collect more dust? I did not manifest a new house. We just purchased this house 3.5 years ago, right? It's just me, him, and the two little raggedy dogs. I didn't need to manifest no house. But when I did set out on this journey, y'all, my whole goal, I wanted to be happier. I wanted to face my fears. I wanted to be more confident. I wanted to be more successful in my business. I wanted to actually be more healthy, right? I told y'all before, I was pre-hypertension. Certain health issues were starting to manifest. I was able to accomplish every single thing that I set out to accomplish. So let me ask myself the question, why in the hell don't I qualify as a manifestation coach? Then something else that I had to do, right, is I told you about this belief. So I really had that belief ingrained that I needed to possess all of these different talents, right, that they had, right, the talent of reading tarot cards and things. So what I did to disprove it, because sometimes you guys, you struggle with the affirmation or you struggle taking aligned action, it's because you just don't believe what the hell you're saying, right? So I actually went out and I got proof, right, like how I unintentionally programmed my mind to look for manifestations that did use tarot and astrology. I actually went out and found manifestation coaches that did not. I was like, boom, there's my proof. So sometimes you have to find proof that what you want is possible. And so, like I said, the 3-step manifestation process for me, getting clear on what you want and what you truly desire. Number 2, belief. That is the biggest one, y'all. Belief. Belief that it's possible. Believe that it's possible for you. And believe that it is already yours. And then, of course, taking aligned or inspired action. And so a lot of people struggle with manifesting because of number 2. There's a process in your belief system, right, that you need to actually work on in order for you to take aligned action. So I had to go out and disprove that belief that ultimately I had created myself. Like I had created a prison and a glass and a cell all by myself, and I was stuck there and I was absolutely miserable. I was talking myself out of fulfilling my goal of fulfilling my purpose, and I was miserable and I did not know why. So what I want you to do is I want you to become more aware. I want you to use a journal or a notebook, right? We're in the digital age. Use your phone. Anytime there's something that you truly want to do and you find yourself not doing it, you find yourself not fulfilling your purpose, you find yourself not actually moving forward, you find yourself caught in your head and you ain't caught no action, write down the activity that you wanted to do. Write down, why didn't you? What did you say to yourself? But then also become aware of the behavior that you engaged in, right? Sometimes we be like, oh, I'm busy, but you ain't productive. So figure out what it was that you were doing to keep yourself occupied and not doing what it is that you truly wanted. And then I want you to really, really look into that, dig deeper. How can you disprove that belief? What are some things that you could do to prepare yourself? What are some empowering beliefs that you could create? What is some activities that you could do to minimize that fear? Okay. And of course, if you need help, y'all, yes, your girl is here to help you. Like I said, I do have a self-paced confidence and mindset coaching program called the Glow Up Academy. And as well as I work one-on-one with you, because guess what? I am that manifestation coach. I am that confidence, mindset, and manifestation coach. So if you are struggling with manifesting your goals, right, because you lack confidence, it's because you have old patterns that do not serve the new, healthier, happier, confident, successful you, I am the one that can help you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.